No better means of transport, and no better lodging than a cargo boat if you want some peace and quiet. For weeks, no need to assume any responsibilities, out of reach of the telephone and letters, no longer having to read the newspapers or hear the news reports. As a result, you acquire a receptivity that allows you to really wonder again. You feel disconnected, not only from worries, but also from the firmness of the Earth's crust. Then you start to observe that infinite variation of waves and undulations, and you see the living creatures in and above the sea, the fish and the birds. And you finally look at the celestial, heavenly bodies again, the sun, the moon, and the stars. In the sultry night, you can lie stretched out on your back on a tarpaulin, and if you bring a flashlight and a star chart, you can easily commit the eternal figures of the constellations to memory and call them by their names. And the moon. While she was looking down on me like a big lamp high above the sea, I was so amazed at the distance between her and me. Breathless with wonder, I was subjected to her silence, her apparent immobility, her motionless balance in space. She became a symbol to me, or rather, a demonstration of gravity, which is not a boring concept, but a living, gripping incomprehensibility.
In 1962,